Yeah, thank you very much there, Steve. WD7, WDS returning. Well, I'll say good evening to Rob there. And a DGB. Oh, see. Yeah, springtime. Yeah, we got some projects. Been working on figuring out what to do for antenna-wise. Not supposed to put any holes in the house, and of course I can. Ultimately, I'd like to put a, put like a push-up pole. I've got enough yard. I've got two city lots here, and one lot to the side is pretty much all open. So I've got the room, but and the darn shipping on those things. It's just like 9 foot, 9.5 feet long holes, so they have to go drop freight and. I pick up the Roan 20-footer from BX Engineering for like $90-something, and it's another $300 or $400 to have it shipped. They'll send it to Las Vegas, but I can't get down to Las Vegas and back for that same price. So I got a steel roof. The house has a metal roof on it, so I'm playing with the idea of just slapping a magnet mount up on the top ridge and using that at least until we can get something else. That'll always, dual purpose. If I do get to upgrade and take that down, well, then I've got an extra mag mount. And you can order them through the antenna farm with extended amount pieces of coax. I kind of want to measure it out. I don't want to get more than I need to because it's only RG8. RG8X, probably RG8U. So, yeah, we got some projects for spring for radio and working on building up the ham shack in the Jeep there. So that will turn it over to Richard, KELCT. Go ahead, Richard. This is WD7WDS.